Aircheckdownloads.com.
Randy Crawford, you might need somebody. Good morning, Tuesday, March 16th. Brendan here in the morning, first thing. And just ahead, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, West End, and George Michael in just a second. Well, the weather today with Rylands and Birmingham is something no one knows Vauxhall better. Not as good as yesterday. Cloudy with drizzle in places for a while and brighten up. Got some hazy sunshine by the end of the morning. Cooler than recently. 12 Celsius, 54 Fahrenheit today. Now the news from John has the update.
The Chancellor, Norman Lamont, is finalising his budget. He's expected to increase cigarette, drink and petrol prices as well as VAT.
Knew you were waiting for me. Quarter to eight, Abby here after 9:30. With more chance to win some free money in the morning with Allinson's and Andy. The show we nap ticket out. And all this week with Fluff and Simon, your chance to win telephone answering machines. Listen out for the Talking Pages telephone. You'll hear more this afternoon. And tonight, it's all right here. Here's the weirdest bylaw. Sometimes the laws in this country are so weird. There's a 100-year-old Barmy bylaw, which has some local council's knickers in a twist. What it means, in effect, is that entertainers can go on stage completely naked and put their clothes on, but they can't go on stage fully dressed and take their clothes off. And it means that the local striptease joint is all back to front as well. It means that the striptease artist can go on with nothing on and then put her clothes on, which defeats the whole object. Isn't that weird? That's the weirdest thing you ever saw. And they can't get around that, so that's what they have to do. So I suppose the one problem is, of course, that who's interested in seeing someone naked putting their clothes on? So I suppose what they could do, could they video it and then play the tape backwards? It opens up a whole can of worms, doesn't it, really? It's so weird. There are some great stories in the news today. We'll get to some more of those in a while. And we'll play some Madonna, her new song, next.
So, Mrs. Curtis, could you tell me, and the listeners, of course,
BP, on the move.
The R&B FM, it's Budget Day. They should call it B-Day, I suppose, but you can't call it B-Day, can you? It wouldn't be right. So it's Budget Day today. It's 11 minutes to 8. This is Madonna's new song. Bad Girl, Madonna, 7 minutes to 8. Yeah, Budget Day today. Cigarettes, alcohol and petrol, looks like. Surprise, surprise. And why do they always take photographs of the Chancellor the day before Budget Day with his wife? Why do they do that? Do it every time, don't they? And it looks like VAT on papers, books and shoes, so go to the library from now on. Ruth went to the library. This is amazing. She goes to Warmley Library. You'll like this. Goes to Warmley Library. And the new books now, you can only have them for a week because there's such a demand on them. And she got a book out called Copper Beaches. It's this thick. And she's worked it out that she has to read 53 pages a day because she has to take it back at the end of the week. So she does nothing now, just reads her book. Cooking, forget about it, you know. I'm reading 53 pages a day. It's pathetic, isn't it?
It's an interesting thought. If she incurs a fine, do they put VAT on the fine?
Exactly. I don't know. But she said, I think I'll keep it and have a fine because she has to read the damn book. Pathetic, isn't it, really? I don't know. Giving her librarian some stick, Graceper. 6 minutes to 8, the lane closure on the M42, and that's the latest at 5 and a bit minutes to 8.
AA Roadwatch, brought to you by Mercury Communications. Save money on long-distance calls with a splendid Mercury phone.
March Madness!
British Gas, West Midlands, Wharf Lane, Solihull.
Who was that? BRNB FM, the incredibly popular George Gavin, who was at the big do at the Chestnut Tree last night. He went down a storm. They loved him to bits. They loved him to bits. You'll hear more in about 20 minutes with George. 3 minutes to 8. I can remember planning. Hello to Michael Morgan for yesterday. I should have mentioned him yesterday, but I wasn't here. So hello from all the family, Jane and everyone else. Loves the voice of sport, don't we all? So hope you had a good birthday yesterday from all your friends and family. All right. And hello to Patricia McNeil. It's her birthday as well today from Streatley. Lots of love from all the family. All right. M6 southbound is busy this morning from 11 Canucks to 6 Spaghetti. Good morning. Brendan Kinney here in the morning. Breakfast time on Budget Day 1993. How you doing? Bit cloudy, bit dull, bit brighter later on, and 12 Celsius forecast. It could be worse. Could be America, couldn't it? Where it's really bad. On 96.4, this is BRNB FM.
the update at 8. I'm John Hawkins. Norman Lamont is preparing to unveil his third budget as Chancellor.
A first day cover is available for today only.
And now, here's the weather with Wylands of Birmingham and Sutton. No one knows Vauxhall better. Cloudy with drizzle in places for a while. It'll brighten up with some hazy sunshine by the end of the morning. Cooler than recently. 12 Celsius, 54 Fahrenheit forecast.
Brendan Kearney on BRMB FM Music Power.
With OMD. Seven of BRMB FM. Good morning. How are you doing? This is Brendan here in the morning. Andy here in just a while, and he'll tell you more about his big competition. We'll let you hear yesterday's winner as well. It was just great. Free money with Andy right here. And we'll have the voice of sports in just a bit with the sports news. Oh, and the good news is we finally got a winner. We've come to the end of our Graham Torrington lookalike contest, and we have the winning envelope here. The winner of the Graham Torrington lookalike contest is... Let's have a look, Butch the Bill Pool, the Pit Bull Terrier. Fantastic. Oh, Carolina, the number one song on the network chart right now. Unbelievably amazing. Shaggy. And Carolina's the one place you don't want to be right now, on the east coast of America, where it's just terrible. And mainly, the reason they're having such bad weather is because we're having such good weather, apparently. I'm not sure exactly why all that works, but we're having this really, really nice spring, and they're having the worst storms for about a million years or something. And apparently, Bill Foggett forecast it all. He's that local sort of weather forecaster who uses some bits of string and stuff to test the weather. Apparently, he's been forecasting for 60 years, and he's helped Ladbrokes recently set the odds for a white Christmas. Apparently, nature guides him. His cat dashes around when high winds are due, and a field mouse sneaks in before a cold snap. Lazy flies means rain's coming, and spiders weave long-stranded webs before dry weather. You can tell by... And apparently it works really well. There's old Bill McCaskill, or whatever you call him, with all that million, multi-million pounds worth of equipment, and he looks at spiders and stuff, and it works a treat. Just goes to show you. Not so good today, though. Bit cloudy and dull, drizzly, and a high of 12 Celsius, but a bit brighter later in the day, apparently. And George Gavin here, the voice of sports, the ever-popular voice of sport. You'll hear this brilliant bit. We recorded it last night at the Chestnut Tree. The pub is the big sports forum, which you'll hear on Friday in its entirety. But you'll hear just how popular the voice of sport is in just a moment. You'll love it. Hang on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Aircheckdownloads.com.